private treaty beef checkoff investments are on the rise, helping to support demand-building programs fueled by the beef checkoff. While the bulk of beef checkoff investments are collected by auction markets across the state, producers selling private treaty beef animals must also take part in beef checkoff remittance. South Dakota Beef Industry Council Executive Director John Dilworth explains private treaty beef sales include bull and female cattle sales, the sale of steers for 4-H and FFA projects, along with farm direct beef sales.
Every time you sell an animal, whether it be to a consumer, you know, they're buying a half or a whole, you get one processed and you're selling it, you are responsible for remitting that checkoff as well. Now, you don't have to remit if you're using it for private consumption.
Dilworth outlines the demand-building programs driven by beef checkoff funding.
Here at the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, we do promotion, research, consumer information, industry information, foreign marketing, and producer communication. We like to remind folks that we are a non-policy organization that is all laid out by the Act and Order.
Remittance forms for delivering checkoff investments to the South Dakota Beef Industry Council and PEER are available at sdbeef.org under the Cattleman's Corner tab. The private treaty form may be printed off to be mailed with the checkoff remittance. Dilworth states smaller amounts can be sent in monthly, quarterly, or even annually. The South Dakota Beef Industry Council appreciates the assistance of sale barn partners in collecting the beef checkoff and thanks all beef producers for their participation in this important program. Visit sdbeef.org and click on the Cattleman's Corner page to learn more. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Beef Industry Council.